This Sunday in Jacksonville, Florida, the Philadelphia Eagles will meet the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl, and they'll battle it out on natural Bermuda grass. That may be a good thing, considering a study in tomorrow's New England Journal of Medicine. It shows that members of the St. Louis Rams got serious skin infections after scrapes on artificial turf. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, the germ that caused the infections is also showing up in amateur athletes, prison inmates, and the general population.
Last season, the St. Louis Rams had a rash of stubborn skin infections. Some required surgery. The team was worried enough that it called in the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This is not the first case of infections in professional and college and high school football teams. However, this was probably the first instance when the team actually invited CDC to investigate.
Dr. Sofia Kazakova and her colleagues spent a week with the Rams investigating. Their report is in this week's New England Journal of Medicine. The CDC discovered the cases were caused by a staphylococcus germ genetically identical to microbes that have been popping up in virtually every state. Prisons are a prime breeding ground, and recently the Los Angeles County Health Department put out guidelines on staff prevention for gyms, homeless shelters, and daycare centers. Kazakova says the St. Louis investigation uncovered some interesting patterns.
We saw the infections and realized that they are associated with abrasions. And then we learned that players acquire about 2 to 3 abrasions a week. And they are more frequent and severe if acquired on artificial turf.
Especially among the big guys, the linebackers, who hit the Rams' AstroTurf harder and more often. All the skin infections occurred among 5 Rams linebackers. Players on an opposing team got skin infections, too. These drug-resistant staph infections can turn serious and even cause death. None of the Rams players required hospital stays, but they were out for a total of 17 days, including some games. The Rams management doesn't accept the AstroTurf theory, although the team is considering a switch to a softer artificial turf. In any case, Kazakova says the CDC found plenty of other factors behind the skin infections.
Players consumed 10 times the rate of antimicrobial drugs than the rate prescribed in the general population of the same age and sex. So this is a warning sign.
This is important, says Dr. Elizabeth Bancroft of the Los Angeles County Health Department, because antibiotics wipe out many harmless bacteria on the skin.
Bacteria actually help form a barrier against anything that could be more aggressive. So by taking so many antibiotics, you're depleting your body's natural defenses.
Dr. Matthew Matava is the Rams' team physician. He acknowledges heavy antibiotic use could be a factor, but Matava says that's difficult to cut back because antibiotics are often used to prevent respiratory infections that could decimate a team. Even though most respiratory infections are caused by viruses, which aren't affected by antibiotics.
Whenever there's a suspicion of an upper respiratory infection that may be bacterial in nature, we're very proactive in starting antibiotics for that in order to prevent spread.
But the CDC says the biggest contributor to staph infections was a general lack of hygiene. Players shared towels and bars of soap. Investigators found staph germs in a gel used to tape injuries. Kazakova of the CDC says the infections abated after some basic changes, like hand washing and showering with antibacterial soap.
It really boils down to what your mother preached. Professional players, they are generally healthy and they're very strong guys, so they may not think that this is important. They can resist anything. But we found that this is not the case, and the guys need to be careful about their skin.
But Matava, the team physician, says there are still lapses. He says it's hard to tell a pro linebacker he can't jump in the whirlpool without showering first. Richard Knox, NPR News.